Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the program this morning, and we are going to be talking today about EDI. And for those of you who are doing business-to-business applications, this is going to be a very important call because our guest Tom Kenyon of IT Rexus, they have some pretty innovative ways of being able to execute EDI, and we want to really kind of move to a concept that I think is a little more advanced. And if you have been looking, or maybe you've just been paying a lot for EDI because it's so important, you want to kind of clue in on what Tom is going to be sharing with us this morning. Because again, a lot of businesses have this as a way to integrate a lot of the processes that they have, but when there is a way to do it effectively and more efficiently, you want to be able to do those things. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tom, thank you for being here. What I want you to do is let's start by just talking about what EDI is, and then kind of move to some of the problems, or I guess some of the complications that come when you're trying to integrate a lot of systems and a lot of processes, you know, at that level. So first, let's talk about first what EDI is.
Sure. I'm not sure why, but I'm getting feedback of the. I can hear the show repeating in the background, so maybe there's a switch or something that needs to be flipped over there. But talking about EDI, it's EDI is the process of turning your purchase orders into an electronic format. So EDI actually means electronic data interchange, and that it allows that have systems, different ERP systems, different office programs to be able to exchange their business documents with one another. And so an EDI system sits in between those two companies and processes the data back and forth, which allows one system to create a purchase order, and that can be processed in the other company's system. And then when the shipments are made, the shipment documents go back and forth, and the invoices and whatever documents they agree on. So this process takes all the manual work out of it, and it alleviates so many human errors by automating everything. And in fact, most major companies today, you cannot do business with them unless you do it via EDI. They no longer want to do fax purchase orders and that type of thing. So if you're going to do business with any of the major companies that are out there, they're going to insist on an EDI program.
Right. So now when we're talking about particular systems, I know that one of the things that tends to happen is when you start adding systems, you don't necessarily integrate from the beginning. And so over time, a company's systems become more complex. They also become more expensive because of some of the inefficiencies in that actual integration process. So how do companies handle, you know, this, I guess, something that can't be helped, which is you sort of have to add in systems over time when your business changes, and then, you know, trying to integrate those things over time?
Right. And so it's actually two different issues that we're talking about here. One is the business-to-business, where two companies want to do business and they have opposite software, and then the other issue is internally, as you're saying, that, you know, business up over time, and you have different departments that use different tools that work great for them, and then all of a sudden one day they're saying, boy, you know, we'd like it if these tools could share information, and many tools can't do that, or they acquire another company and it has a completely different system, and now they need to try integrate these two companies together. And this is something that a good EDI system can do. It can integrate multiple programs together, so these programs can begin to talk to each other, begin to exchange data, and this is a tremendous tool when it works. And in many cases, it can be extremely expensive and cost prohibitive to do this. And this is one of our main goals from the beginning, was to develop a system that is much more modular, and we're able to put it in place in a very short period of time, much less expense than most companies have been quoted in the past, and much less pain, because we handle the integration ourselves and maintain it. And so it's a very good fit for many companies.
Now, why is it that this expense grows over time? And I know that you developed a system that, as you said, is a lot less expensive, as well as a lot less complex and easier to implement. But there is a reason as to why that expense grows over time. Is it the nature and the complexity of systems that are kind of added on, kind of ad hoc, or is that just the nature of the industry?
It's the nature of all business, I think. As businesses grow, you know, most businesses, they start out, you know, as an idea, and they begin to develop, and then they begin to bring on multiple teams, and all those teams begin to develop whatever their particular niche is. And as these businesses grow, they're coming to, you know, each one is developing what works great for them, and there's a point somewhere in there, I don't know, 5 to 7 years, most companies all of a sudden is when they come to this point where they're trying to integrate these programs, and they start having multiple problems getting their programs to talk to each other, because they've come from completely different industries. You know, maybe your sales and your development and your engineering, and you have all these different departments that are trying to now get together and get on the same page. And that usually happens somewhere in the 5 to 7 year, 5 to 10 year old companies is really come into this place where internally they begin to get real serious about integrating their programs together.
Now, when you can bring the cost down, right? Obviously, one of the benefits of being able to bring the cost down, you know, as a company, is that you can then afford then to ask your system to do more. What are some of those things that, let's say that if I can bring the overall cost down, what are some of those extras that then I can then ask my EDI system to do that maybe would be cost prohibitive otherwise?
There's a lot of things that are required of you know, the people that are working in the IT department are usually the ones who are just overburdened with this whole EDI thing. Most companies look at or many companies, I should say, look at EDI as this, it's not core to their business, and yet it's core to do their business, to complete their business. They have to have good EDI, and it lands on the IT department, which does not specialize in EDI. They specialize in setting up servers and installing software and making sure things like this are running, and security and all of that, and then this additional burden is put on them. And very often when we are able to come in and even show the IT department, look, this is going to revolutionize life and it's going to free up your time, you hear a big sigh of relief, and that this is what we for again we end up bombarded with it. The daily is, and when we're able to clean that up and begin to get data flowing in a process, it just yields that lets these guys go. They were trained to do. Okay.
Right. Okay. So now, when I think about you know, some of the processes that I know that we used to have to do when I used to be a management accountant at the bank. One of the problems was that you not only did you have to have a single point of sort of integration, but you also had to have the people, and they had to be continually trained. And one of the problems would be that if you had 10 systems, you had to have 10 specialists on all these 10 systems, and at some point it just got to be inefficient. So as part of this, also the human element, and not to eliminate having to have people, but part of the benefit of being able to integrate properly, I would guess, would be that you could free some of your people up to do things that are going to be more efficient for your company.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it comes down to, is that it takes the burden. It takes a huge amount of burden off of a number of departments. And not only that, it gives great confidence to your salespeople, because now they know when they make things are going to be delivered, going to be done the same way they were done last time. We didn't hire somebody new to do the job, and now it's all being done differently. It's a system, and it's in place, and it's always repeating what it's been programmed to do. And so it really it puts people back on their main track, and it really helps everybody. It helps the entire company to begin to flow, where otherwise data problems can cause great chaos at every level of the company.
Now, IT Rexus, you know, your company, you approach this obviously from a different angle, and some of what you're able to do is you're able to bring that integration, as you said, you're able to bring it at a level that's less expensive and less complex. How are you able to do that?
There's the three problems that we hear constantly when we talk to companies about EDI is that, number one, it's difficult, it's complicated, and we just wish somebody could clear it up for us and take care of it for us. Number two is it's expensive. For small businesses, originally when we got into this whole thing, we were when we thought about starting our own company, was probably 10 years ago, and then 3 years ago we actually incorporated it. But we began writing our programs 10 years ago, and it was originally for mom and pop shops, because they had no way of getting into EDI. It's difficult, it's expensive, and it's a long implementation time. The cheapest you can get into it is, $30,000 to $50,000, and 6 months to a year to implement it. And for a small mom and pop shop, that's pretty much impossible. It's too high of a barrier. And so we came in with the whole mindset that that's who we were going to serve. And as we began to develop it, we realized the systems we were building, they work great for mom and pop shops, but they also work for medium-sized businesses, and today we serve many businesses that are much bigger than the mom-and-pop shops, 50 or 100 employees, and so able to go from the smallest business to bigger businesses and help out, and it has solved the complexity problem. And it has solved the expense problem, because a small company is able to get in for somewhere in the neighborhood of $3,000 rather than $30,000 or $50,000. And as far as implementation time, we're talking in the neighborhood of, well, if it's just the module package, it can be done in a week compared to 6 months or a year. And so, of course, if they have custom programming or something, then that of course may add some time onto it, but we come in with the concept of we are going to make this happen in the most efficient method possible, and we are going to implement as quickly as we can and the least expense for that company, and we have been very successful with companies that we're working with. At this moment, I can tell you, I don't know of any complaints. We have happy customers.
Yeah. So what are the immediate benefits of being able to move that quickly? Because obviously, when you need it, you need it. But as you said, it is a significant cost, and when you lay out that kind of expense, you know, depending on what level you are, you sort of probably need to have it done quickly. However, when you're able to kind of cut that time frame down by months, what are the benefits of being able to get that up and running quickly once you've laid out the expense?
Most companies that we talk to contact us because they want to do business with a company that only will do business with them if they, you know, a Target or a Walmart or something, you know, Staples or something like this. You must have EDI system in place, and this is a smaller manufacturing firm. They've never had EDI. And so they contact this company, and you know, the company says, oh, we'd love to sell your product, but you've got to do EDI. And so immediately, of course, they begin to call every EDI company they can to get help. And usually when they call us, they're at a panic mode because they want to be selling product. They've got an open door to begin selling their product. And most companies are telling them it's going to be, you know, 6 months, or it's going to, you know, take a year to get this fully implemented. And this is, you know, by that time, their business opportunity is gone. And so for us to be able to walk in and put the base system in place in a week and have them doing EDI with this large retailer is, you know, for many small and medium-sized companies, this is a breath of fresh air, and, you know, they never dreamed it could happen like that, but it has happened like that.
And it's important because so much of commerce is now global, and it's also now integrated because you have, you know, depending on where a company is, either in the supply chain or where a company is on the retail side, they could have several suppliers and partners that are kind of working with them. I mean, you know, these days, you know, companies like Amazon, they are in different levels in the process, and so I guess if you don't have these systems, you can't implement them quickly. Like you said, if you're a small business, you can end up missing, as you said, a significant opportunity.
I'm sorry, I missed the last thing you said there.
No, I mean, you can end up missing a significant opportunity just depending on where, you know, because of so many companies being integrated into different levels of the chain.
Yes, and in fact, now that you brought it up, one of the most exciting things we have happening right now is that in the next the very near future, we are releasing a new module, which is integration into the Amazon orders and shipping API, which allows any company that wants to sell products on Amazon.com, be able to, if you have a business and you're not selling your products on Amazon.com, you're making a huge mistake, because this year they're predicted to do $100 billion worth of business. That's 11 zeros, and the traffic on Amazon.com is just phenomenal, and it's growing every year. And so to get your products out there and then be able to have an automated system, so when somebody purchases a product, it automatically generates the EDI sales document that can go directly to your vendor, and they can then package this up and put your label on it, ship it to the customer, and then all the shipping documents are generated via EDI. Everything happens in an automated process. If you don't have that, you're doing it all by hand. You're packaging everything in your garage. You're putting out so much effort for, you know, a $29 sale that there's just no the value is not there. But as soon as you move to an automated system, then all of a sudden you can start ramping things up, and there's no limit. Once you get started, there's no limit. And so there's so many companies out there that have so much potential if they tap into this market. It's nothing but growth for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and it's also important, I would imagine, and especially, again, you know, with when you're working with companies like Amazon, that you today you really do have to have, you know, and I've said this right for years, that accounting was eventually going to have to move to real time, whether or not you report it real time to investors. As a small company, you've almost got to know up to the minute what's happening in your business, and I guess if you don't have those kind of processes in place, you can't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, and EDI does that. The moment the sale is made, there's a document generated, and it shows up in your system within, you know, seconds. And so at any time, you know, the CEO or the CFO can pull up reports, and they're seeing real-time reports, not something that was last evening or last week or even last month, but they're looking at right now on the spot.
No, and that's one of the, I think that it's sort of the unheralded benefits, which is, you know, the tracking that you've got to do now, really, you know, as a CEO, because as you said, you know, the CEO sometimes is one of three people or one of four people in some of today's companies. You've got to be able to know almost down to the second when something's happening, a certain sometimes by the end of the day, probably no less than the end of the week, what's happening, because you've got to adjust as a small company, because, you know, not only is competition stiff, but you're just operating at a different level now, you know, for a small company. So now, with what your company does, Tom, when you talk about delivering this system in a shorter amount of time and giving people that kind of leverage that a big company has, what is it that a company can expect to see happening as a result of getting in and having a system in place where, let's say, they hadn't done EDI at all, they knew they needed it, let's say that they're going to have a system implemented now, what can they expect to see as a result of implementing this kind of system at the level at which you're talking about?
Yeah, they're going to immediately have open doors to do business they could never do business with before. That's number one. They have unlimited opportunity now, and so when ours is in place, basically we have a core system that does the EDI the transformation engine, and then on top of that we build modules on top of that. It's, you know, depending on how far they want to go. If they just want to do the EDI, but then they're going to have some manually processing in the back end, no problem. If they want to integrate that into their ERP system, then we've got the modules to do that. So we've broken out the whole system into modules so it can be built up as much as that company needs. When they get it implemented, it is going to completely automate so many tasks that today their secretary is typing her fingers to the bone. She's, you know, take these faxes and turn them into orders and then pass that out to the warehouse and their, you know, the engineering department and everybody's working. Now all of a sudden, all of these menials that were so important but so dreadful are all taken care of, and these things begin to show up on your screen, and that work is done. That part, that the hard part is done. Now we just do our business. And so it takes the weight off of doing business. It really does.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is exciting about what you're talking about is that a small company, and I think this is the case with a lot of business today that you talked about some of the systems you were implementing really can be for the mom and pop, that the mom and pop guy or gal can be there at their kitchen table. They can construct the business, and they can do business now at a level at which they could not do before, because they can have EDI systems at a point where they might not have been able to afford them.
Yeah, absolutely. They can do business now in ways they never could even think about doing it before. One of the tremendous things about Amazon is you can ship your products there, and they're going to do all the warehousing, they're going to do all the accounting, they're going to do the shipping. And yet, with a system like EDI, you have all of this at your, you have all of their knowledge and all of their work and all their horsepower at your fingertips. And as a small individual working from your kitchen table on a business, you can run it. You can run a. There are multiple people running many million-dollar businesses from their living room because they have taken advantage of these electronic processes that give them the leg up, and now they're competing with, you know, their direct competitors with the Walmarts and the Targets and the other companies that are out there and marketing to the public or even doing B2B work, and they have just they have an equal playing field now. The internet and all the electronic commerce and all of that has leveled this playing field for so many people, and EDI takes it to that next level that puts them really in the spot where they can really hit a home run.
So Tom, where do I start in this process to try to determine whether or not I need to go this route? And let's say that I'm a small business and I'm trying to figure out, okay, you know what, I know my processes are not quite there. Where do I start? And then I also want you to come back and answer the same question. You know, you're already a middle market player. You're trying to figure out, okay, should I start looking at either reducing my costs or becoming more efficient? What's the starting point to start some of these conversations?
Sure. If I have nothing and I need to get something going, I want to start doing, I've got my business concept. I'm selling a few items, but I really need to get this thing moving. EDI is absolutely a necessity to get yourself a position where you can do business with other companies that, especially the big retailers that demand everything is done with EDI. And so the first thing is to, you know, give us a call for a free consultation, and we can discuss where you're at and what needs to happen to get things in place. And if you already have your company going and things are clipping along, but you're saying, how can I take this to the next level? Again, it's kind of the same thing. You know, let's talk about it and see where you're at today and where do you want to be? What's your vision for the future? Let's build that vision. One of the most exciting things we have going right now, we've trademarked it, is called EDI e-commerce. And so there's a entrepreneur magazine said that the average small business is this is a couple of years ago, I guess now, but the average small business is doing $3.6 million, and the average small business with a website is doing over $5 million. And it was almost a $1.5 million difference just with a website. Well, when you take that to an e-commerce website, that brings it way up above that. And then when you take it to what we've developed, which is an EDI e-commerce website, it puts it out of the ballpark, because what's happening is somebody can come to your website now, they can purchase your items, and that doesn't just generate a order for you to now fulfill. It generates all of the electronic documents that go to your vendor, and your vendor fulfills the order for you while you're working on getting your next sale. And so this concept, and I'm not aware of anybody else that's doing this, where they have an e-commerce website that doesn't just generate an XML document for the back end, but it actually generates the EDI which then causes everything, all the gears start turning at that point. And the purchase order is gone. The acknowledgments are being processed. The shipping is being set up. Everything is taking place. The tracking numbers are in the return documents so that that customer can log back on and look at their order, and they can see, they can click on the tracking document, and it takes them right to UPS or FedEx and shows them exactly where their package is. And it's just a wonderful system for anyone who wants to take their business to the next level.
It's powerful. And it sounds like, again, at this point, it's not exactly a luxury, right? I mean, maybe a few years ago, as you said, maybe it used to be a luxury, but now if you've got to compete with Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and all these companies, right, in order to not just survive, but to be able to thrive as a company, you've got to be able, you've got to have those things in place, because even though it's business, this is sort of what, you know, as a customer, you and I, we kind of expect that, right? When we're doing business, we expect all of our stuff in our email box. We expect to get all of our invoices. So we don't really care that you're a small company. We just expect it.
Yeah. Our expectations as customers have been elevated way up. And this is for the, you know, the Joe public. But what I would like to also say is that B2B customers, their expectations have not yet been brought up to the level of the average guy who goes online and purchases something from Amazon. The B2B customers are coming to that point, though, and that day is going to come really soon. Within the next few years, they're going to be looking for as good a service as you and I expect as individuals. And this system can give that, because it'll your trading partners to log right in and see exactly where their orders are, what's happening. It's all visible. It's all trackable. It's all right there in front of them. And so, yeah, this is something that is not only expected, but it's a growing expectation within the business world.
Yeah, Tom. So where can we get a hold of you when we are ready, and how do we start this process of talking to IT Rexus about our situation?
Okay, so itrexus.com, it's just itrexus.com, itrexus.com. You go there, and right at the top of the front page, there's a free EDI consultation button that says Learn More, and you select that, fill out the form, and we will get back to you, or you can, there's a phone number there you can call as well, but if you fill out that form, we'll get back to you as quickly as we can, and usually it's not too long, and we'll have a discussion as to where you are today and where you want to be. And at that, once we know where you are and where you want to be, then it's the easy part of just saying, this is what it's going to take to get there. And it doesn't matter how big your dream is, you can do it. It's just a matter of, this is how it's going to happen, and this is how we're going to unfold that. And at that point, you know, it's just a matter of you know, how fast you want to do it, because we can implement it all tomorrow, or we can take it one step at a time. It doesn't matter to us. We're in the business to help business do business.
That's exciting. Everybody, this is Tom Kenyon. He's with IT Rexus, and I would encourage you to take a look at your process. And really, it will not hurt you to have a conversation, because, again, business is global, and your customer's expectation is that they expect you to be Walmart, even if you're not. Their expectation is for you to have the very same things for you to deliver at that level. So you need to have these kinds of systems in place, no matter what you know, what level your company is, small, middle, or middle market business. You know, you need to put these things in place. Again, everybody, thank you very much for being here. I want to thank Tom Kenyon. I'm from IT Rexus, and we'd like to have him back at some point and get into this a little deeper, especially when we start talking about Amazon. Because I think it is, as Tom was saying, they're becoming a player, and they're allowing companies to deliver their product in ways that they hadn't been able to deliver them before. So, everybody, thank you very much for being here. Have a great day and a pleasant tomorrow. Take care. And have a point. This is especially dark.